The recent deportation of Schapelle Corby from Jakarta resulted in a media frenzy. Our correspondent Samantha Hawley, despite her own personal misgivings, played her part in the coverage. She spoke to Anthony Lambert, a senior lecturer in cultural studies at Macquarie University, who spent years studying the media's fascination with Schapelle.
Anthony Lambert, a senior lecturer in cultural studies at Macquarie University, has spent years studying Australia's response to Schapelle Corby. He says the next chapter he writes will be called Schapellevision.
Do I think those journalists have an obligation to report the Schapelle story? Absolutely. Do I think the frenzy and the kind of what people are calling the circus is warranted? Perhaps not.
There were a number of foreign correspondents that had to, undisputedly, had to cover the deportation of Schapelle Corby from Bali.
Absolutely.
But those same journalists came under a lot of criticism for doing that.
Yeah,
are we feeding, is the press creating the obsession or is the press feeding the obsession?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's a chicken and egg situation, isn't it? But I think at the same time, the media is only ever going to really respond to their own cultural demands. And when we look at media events historically, they don't just come from anywhere. They come from pre-existing cultural concerns. The public will respond in the ways that they want to. They've said, OK, we've had enough of this, but they're still constantly telling you that they've had enough. They're not switching off. So that's the thing that I find really interesting. Why aren't people switching off, you know?
Yeah.
And if they're not switching off, then the media in some ways has an obligation to at least, you know, offer information to those who want it.
What did you think of the coverage out of Bali particularly?
I thought it was a little bit disturbing. It was feverish, to put it mildly, I suppose. Was it excessive? For sure. I mean, but at the same time, people aren't saying no to the images that they receive. You know, I might criticise that and say, oh my God, what a train wreck, how awful, what a spectacle, but I didn't turn it off.
I gather a lot of the frenzy, the circus, if you like, the media camped outside that villa was about getting a picture of her. I mean, how important was it for the audience to see Schapelle Corby, to see her face?
Well, this is interesting because don't we feel like we're owed something? Don't we feel like because in the beginning, help me, help me, help me was the cry, you know, and Australia answered that cry.
Tell me, how do you think that now it's not an international story anymore. How do you think this will play out in the months ahead or even years?
Well, it's funny you should say that because for the first time in my life in the last week, I was interviewed by the Washington Post and the New York Times, which has never happened to me about anything and doesn't happen to many Australian academics, I wouldn't imagine. So I guess they were just kind of bemused more than anything as to what the hell's going on down there.
But an interesting, it is interesting though, isn't it? The New York Times is wondering, they want some sort of context to put in this story to explain to their readers, don't they, why it is.
They don't understand it. What they find very strange is that we would welcome home somebody that's been convicted for drug smuggling in that way. So I think also the Indonesians would probably have the same questions to ask about that.
I agree. There was a media frenzy surrounding Schapelle Corby's departure from Bali. I was part of it, and it wasn't pretty. I was there because of a public interest in the story, and I'm glad it's over. This is Samantha Hawley in Jakarta for Correspondence Report.